Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
On Friday, I forget what day of the week we're on right now. On Friday, I got a chance to be on Minnesota Live. So I walked down there with all of my best friends, Crisco, Pidge, Ken Barlow. Mm-hmm. They all came to support me.
I recorded it and watched it back.
Did
that help?
You did that.
I did yesterday. Me
did
and my mother-in-law. Yes, you did a really good job. It was fun to watch.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I was on with Megan and Chris, and we talked about five facts with Wes, and it went swimmingly. And then things got really good after this, Des. I'm kind of glad you weren't there so we could tell you about this.
Okay.
So it's over. Do the segment, and the lady, I'm sorry, I'm new here, so to remember everybody's names, but she must be a social media person for the whole building, because she's like, I want to share this on social. Can we get a picture? So Crisco jumps in. So it's Megan, Chris, myself, Crisco. And then Pidge wouldn't get in the picture for some reason. He was being awkward. Wouldn't get in the picture.
He gets weird sometimes.
So weird and so awkward.
And it gets weirder and awkwarder, that's even a word.
No.
So we do the picture, and then I'm going to let him say what he said to Megan.
Oh, no.
And then we'll go back to Crisco and I side of it, and then we'll let him defend himself. But I just want to hear from Pidge what he said to Megan from Channel 5.
Okay, I'll tell you this with a little assistance from Crisco, because I want him to say his line. So they're taking a picture. Ken, get in. Crisco, get in. They say, Pidge, come get in. And I'm like, I don't need to be in it. It's Wes's time. You guys do your thing. And so they take the picture, and then Crisco says to everybody,
I go, oh, there's always a weird one in the group. And everybody laughs, has a good funny moment. Pidge gets a little bit hurt by it. And so then somebody else goes, oh, and if you don't know, it's the weird one. It's definitely you. And then Pidge fires off and says, oh, I'm going to get you back, Crisco, for your one funny line.
Oh, no.
And I go up to Megan, and I go, hey, Megan, you have really beautiful teeth.
What?
Boom. Thanking the story we talk about all the time.
You burned me.
About Crisco, because Crisco goes, Pidge is a weird one. And I say, oh yeah, Crisco? Megan, you have beautiful teeth.
Which, confirming, you sound like the real weird one there.
So I thought this whole time the story we joke about was something Crisco said to Megan.
No.
I did not know. Megan looks at me with such shock and weirdness in her eyes.
Maybe even a little bit of horror.
She goes, thank you? And I go, the worst / funny part for you guys is, I go, was that not you that Crisco said that? She goes, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I go, oh, okay. And then somebody goes, we're live! And I go, all right! So I couldn't explain myself.
So then we all go to leave, because now we're like, this is super weird, whatever. And Pidge won't leave. He won't leave.
Right. So Crisco, Ken Barlow, and I are like, okay, let's go. And Pidge is saying, I can't. I got to talk to Megan. And Crisco's like, why? Let's go. And he's like, I can't. I got to talk to her.
I had to explain myself. I can't leave, especially on a Friday. I can't leave on, you have beautiful teeth.
You know how creepy it is.
Exactly.
I mean, I've witnessed Crisco flirting with girls saying that.
So he thought, I said that to Megan. Like, I would ever be able to stand by Megan if I said that.
No, you would be like,
and the problem is, if nobody remembers this part of it, which I'm sure some people do, but I'll refresh your memory, Megan works at Channel 5, super nice woman, super awesome. I told Dez and at the time Ryan, I was like, oh yeah, I have a crush on her, she's great. And then what does Dez do, being the amazing friend she is, goes
tells
on
her.
Twin City
not just her,
goes on Twin Cities Live and goes, Crisco has a crush on Megan Newquist.
Yeah,
I thought it was kind, because I mean, she is married and has kids, but I don't know, I just thought maybe she could do a little flirt with him here and there.
What happens in this studio with the mics off should always stay here.
I mean,
Des.
Thank you, Wes. Yeah.
Well, Wes,
you told me
if you,
at a different place.
If you go to Daily, you can find Des outing Crisco on air. If
no!
You hear it.
No way.
It's called Des outs Crisco.
I see it.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. I'm going to embarrass him right now.
Yeah.
He has the biggest crush on Megan Newquist. She is actually kind of, that is how this idea happened.
That's great.
Because I thought of her when I'm like, what could we do that he would just be like, oh, this is so cool. I'm like, we could have Megan call in.
And then I like scared her away, and she never called in.
She's never called since.
No, she actually quit. She went to a different news station. No, I'm kidding. So this all is going down, and I'm like, I don't know what. So then Pidge tells us this after it all happens, and I'm dying inside for him because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no, that was at the state fair with just some random person. Yep. Yeah. I didn't even know who it was. And so his burn was, oh, Megan, you have nice teeth, Crisco.
And yeah, she's the sweetest person ever. So she just responds with, thank you. And then again, the worst part was, oh, I want to explain myself real quick. And then we're live. And I'm like,
So how did we had left then? Then Crisco, Ken, and I left. So how did the explanation go with her?
So I had to wait and wait and wait.
Which is even creepier because she could see you in the background.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. I'm like, do I stand here? I'm trying to like act like I'm on my phone. And then
have left.
No, because I can't leave on that. So
she has an email, honey.
So well, I can't email. So so I came up with the strategy. I'm going to completely throw Crisco under the bus.
That's always a good strategy.
Exactly. So I go up to her and I go, Megan, you know how Crisco is just in love with you, right? And
did
she
you
goes,
see the friends I have?
She goes, you know, Dez told you. She goes, I've heard that a couple times. And so I said, we talk about the story, yada, yada, yada. She seemed to really not care and just went with the idea that this guy's a complete psycho. Just another psycho we work with. So I think she's probably just scared of the morning show in general.
I think TV is all scared of us probably.
Yeah. We're weird. Of not being able to go to that side of the building pretty soon.
I think so.
I just don't understand why you then tried to throw me under the bus. And she's like, oh my God, he said the weirdest thing to me. And she probably wanted to tell her coworkers and went, he didn't leave. Oh,
he's still just
standing there. Oh God. And they even told us we could wait around. The three of us, Wes, mm-hmm. myself, and Ken, were like, oh, we're out of here. See ya. This is great. And then Pidge's like, oh, then we ain't here.
I had to explain myself. I came off as a psycho, and I don't think she got it that I'm not.
Buddy, I'll talk to her.
Thank you.
No, you stop talking to her. No, this talk is to how her. It all started in the first place.
Sorry.
No, talk to her, please, Dez.
I will. I will, because I can't let you be walking around the building people thinking Thank that you. You're weirdo.
The little guy's just special.
I don't think you should, Dez. I think you should actually go back down there this morning. No. To talk to her.
I will, actually. I thought about it over the weekend. Nope. I'm not even joking. I'm like, do I just swing by real quick? Just one more time. I really need to stretch.
You should send her some flowers.
Oh my God.
I totally should. That
and
would
a singing telegram. You'd be like, I wasn't trying to be creepy.
I just thought like, I was.
I was so flustered too. And I was like, I feel like I didn't explain myself greatly. So maybe I'll swing by just real quick one more time. And just be like, Megan, I swear, please just forget about that. But I'll send Dez as my spokesperson. That's way better.
What if you somehow get her phone number and you just call her later this afternoon?
That's
to explain
true,
yourself.
Dez.
I'm do sure you not have her number. Call
Let me
Megan
just text
Newquist.
Her, call her. I'll FaceTime her.
Do you know what you do? Stand behind her car. I know what you do. Like, lay down and wait for her to come out to her car. Then, finally, Megan, I can talk to you.
I'm going to send her an Instagram. God. I'm going to Instagram her. I'm going to do an Instagram video here in just a bit.
Oh, no, not a video.
Yes. This is amazing for me.
No,
because
yes.
I am going to lose all the creepy factor.
No, no, you're so creepy.
Oh, my God. Do one of those where you sing to her.
Like oh, yeah, I will.
This one's dedicated to Megan.
Megan, come back.
You blame it all on Crisco.
Yeah, actually, yes, you can blame it all on Crisco. Well, I'll take a little blame because I misunderstood the story. But.
You did misunderstand the story. You're like, oh, yeah? It's like, oh, my God, what great teeth. And she's like, oh, my God.
I thought I was getting Crisco so good.
Oh, yeah. No, you did. You got me so good.
I am so glad I wasn't there so I could hear this morning.
Oh, it's just the best.